Who's next on my list? Lisa Trussell, Scott Gallant, Bob Castagna.
We're going to have to get a bigger file.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Lisa Trussell with Associated Oregon Industries, and we're here today on House Bill 2519. For a little background, approximately 2 years ago, we were approached by the governor's office to look at working with him on the CHIPS program through our health purchasing cooperative. And as part of the investigation of looking at how we might partner, the Oregon Office of Health Plan Policy and Research surveyed 330 of our employers who were participating in our health purchasing co-op, and that's the survey that's being distributed to you. And about a third of the people surveyed responded. And what the survey showed was that amongst everybody who responded, cost was the most significant concern of their ability to continue to provide employer-sponsored coverage. And as cost increased, they look at a number of options. One is to reduce benefits. One is to increase co-pays. And then the other, least desirable, is to discontinue offering the coverage. And frequently, they do a combination of reducing benefits and increasing co-pays. 32% of those who responded said they contribute towards family coverage. And of those who contribute towards family coverage, 65% contribute all of the family coverage. And also, 12% of those who responded knew that there were eligible kids that were not covered by the plan, so dependent children who were not being covered by the employer-sponsored plan. And of that group, 38% knew that it was because of the cost of the insurance. A waiver was developed, but it was not ever sent. But what it would have done would have been to allow access to this program through employer-sponsored plans, and then the employee would have a subsidy for the eligible kid's contribution, and also there would have been some coordination of benefits between the state and the health plan that the employee was participating in. We support the concept of leveraging available state, federal, and private dollars, and we also support increasing the number of insured Oregonians through employer-sponsored plans. And we also encourage some sort of a leadership commission cost study for both the private and public sector to get some quantifiable information on cost drivers for the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Give me just a second, Scott. We've had some floating agendas. Let's just make sure we're all clear where we're headed today. We'll finish up the public hearing on another three or four people on 2519. We've got 2049, 3007 with some amendments, some modest amendments, and then 2057 security fund is what you guys should be showing. That's what I'm showing. So if you're here for something other than that, come on back tomorrow. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Scott Gallant. I'm with the Oregon Medical Association. You all have my written testimony, and I'm going to try to summarize the primary points and maybe add a few other comments as well. I think, as all of you know, the Oregon Health Plan has been going through a major transition over the last 2 years. Almost all of the commercial insurers have withdrawn from participation in the Oregon Health Plan. And the program is now sustained by physician organizations, hospitals, safety net clinics, et cetera. We clearly are in a point of fair sensitivity on assuring that those organizations continue to provide those services. We believe that the Dash 12 amendments to House Bill 2519 provide some explicit protection for those organizations and those plans for the continuation of services to low-income Oregonians. Even though health care reform is complex and politically sensitive, we have, Oregon has, consistently taken innovative health policy concepts and implemented them through the leadership of the legislature, Governor Kitzhaber, and others. The successful implementation of these policies has benefited all Oregonians. I don't think that is in dispute by anyone. House Bill 2519 continues that tradition, particularly with a broader approach to waivers as envisioned by the Dash 12 amendments, and I think ultimately envisioned by the Dash 13 amendments as well. The basic principle of the Oregon Health Plan that the public sector, private sector, and individuals all have some responsibility in the cost of health care should and must continue. We believe the Dash 12 amendments accomplish that goal. It is interesting to note, and I don't think anyone has raised it so far, but Senator Gordon Smith and Senator Wyden have proposed legislation at the federal level, and at least at this moment, about $28 billion in potential appropriations may be available for states to experiment in public-private innovative programs, as well as expanding coverage for children and families under their proposal. It is clear that Secretary Thompson is willing and interested in granting states, including Oregon, additional funds, matching funds, for programs that expand coverage for low-income Oregonians, those who are working but do not have the resources pay for health coverage. We should take advantage of that sooner rather than later. One would never know whether that opportunity will continue in the future. I believe that the legislature should, in fact, consider the language in the Dash 12 amendments that would allow the state to seek a waiver for up to 200% of the federal poverty level within the resources of the state, and that makes sense. I believe 2519 provides all of us an opportunity to put together a new, aggressive, and innovative program where all of the partners, those who receive these services, business, consumers, the medical community, can continue the Oregon Health Plan in a new and innovative way. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. Well, let me ask you, in both of these amendments, reimbursement rates is starting to become an issue at home and across the state area. What in the bill addresses that? Can you point to me where I should be missing?
Mr. Chairman, there are actually provisions in both of the proposed amendments that would have DHS review rates in the system for which rates are determined. We have had a new Henry report look at the last year's experience for physicians' actual reimbursement in rural areas. Their actual payment for per unit has gone down 7%. In rural areas, in the metro areas, it's gone down 12%. And there are a number of reasons for why that occurs. There are only three big pots of money under the Oregon Health Plan. One is pharmacy costs, the other is hospitals, and the other is physicians. And typically, over the history of this plan, the pot of money for physicians has been used to subsidize the other portions of the budget, and we have expressed our concerns to the Senate and to members of the House, our concerns.